Down with all with Chief Exec Mark Catlin. Mark, job done. Getting your man, isn't it?
It is job done, but it's just the start of the job, really, in putting everything in place so that we have a great season next year.
It is that whirlwind of business that's to come now that has started, hasn't it, for you? The meetings you've already had, the 11 out-of-contract players, all the incomings, backroom staff, the list goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've used a great word there. If Paul was a boxer, I think I'd nickname him Paul the Whirlwind Cook, because he's come in, he's working unbelievable hours, he's just non-stop relentless. And I've only been with him a week, and I'm absolutely knackered, and I work hard myself. But he drives people forward, sprinkling his magic dust wherever he goes at the moment. He's inspiring people, and you know, people that want to get carried along with this, you know, they're going to have to really put a shift in.
You mentioned there relentless. Does it also need to be that ruthlessness to make decisions moving forward, and maybe what this football club needs, someone to take the ball by the horns?
It does. He's not what I would call a grey person. He's a very black or white person, you know. And in football, that's what you've got to be. Players respect it. Staff respect it. They don't want, you know, uncertainty. They want clarity. And from my first week of working with Paul, the one thing I've noticed with him is he's very clear in what he wants to do. He makes a decision. He sticks with it. There's no fudging of it. It's just clear to him. It's black or white.
Let's clarify some of the, I guess, topics that have come up then. Let's start compensation, because you refused to comment about it when we last spoke, or unable to, certainly. £250,000 has been rumoured. Is it as much as that?
Any compensation payment between ourselves and Chesterfield will remain confidential. But as I've said, due to all the hard work that's gone in over the last 2 years off the pitch and with the support of the fans, because they've bought into everything we've done, luckily we're in a financial position where the compensation payment to Chesterfield, while it's a substantial figure, obviously it's nothing to be sneezed at, it's something that in the scheme of things, in regards of what we're paying players and our turnover and our profit for last year, isn't a make or break deal for the club.
Liam Richardson is here. Either he's been lost going to the PROAC, or there's a reason he's here. Can we clarify any more on that?
No, we're in discussions with Liam at the moment. He obviously wants to come here. You know, he knows Paul really well. We've worked well together. And in any management team, you know, that double act is always, you know, something that achieves success. And we're working hard to bring Liam here, and hopefully that can be announced in the next few days or so. The priority was, with the deadline for offering players contracts this Saturday, the priority was sorting them players out. Paul's been talking to them over the course of today. That will carry on tomorrow. And as soon as every player's been spoken to, then we'll release it on the website.
Those decisions have been made and the conversations are ongoing at this moment in time with those 11 out of contract players.
Correct.
Don't want this to happen again, do we, these press conferences?
No, I don't want it to happen ever again, actually. Although saying that, again, the nature of the beast in football is, hopefully the next time we have this is because our managers left to go the right way up the leagues, you know. But no, I think Paul was seen by the board as a long-term appointment. The fact that he was given a three-year contract actually reinforces that. And as I say, he will get the backing and support of everyone at the football club, and as more importantly, from the board of directors.